three of them going to be doing something, you as a boss at the same time. You can break them up. You can create, not confusion, but you can divide. You can divide them. You have people working. I find that white people understand worth ethics better than blacks and browns. You know, white people.
Puritans.
Yeah, you know. Yeah, you know, they understand that, hey, you know, this is hustle and bustle. If you don't make it, you ain't gonna make it here. You know, sometimes I find that blacks will use, and it's sort of like an inherited thing. No matter how hard I work, I'm not gonna get any further.
Oh.
You know, but then that's a lie nowadays. You know, you can work hard, and if you really work and do your work well, and you exceed, excel, and if you excel and can exceed what others are doing, you're going to get ahead. I don't care who you are. But our people have to learn that it's hard work, not short corners, that's going to get you where you want to go. And it takes more than doing 8 hours a day to get you where you want to go. If you go on a job and work 8 hours and that's it, you punch in at 8 and you leave at 5, you don't spend an extra minute there, you don't come to work 30 minutes early, not one day, you want your coffee breaks right on time, you want your lunch break right on time, then you're not going to get ahead on that job. It's the fellow that puts in a little bit of extra effort that gets ahead on the job. And white people understand that. We haven't understood it in mass, because then the opportunities to move ahead hasn't been there.
Yeah.
But the opportunities are opening up, you know, and this is what I try to get my people to see.
What do you see with women? Do you see a difference in the attitude between men and women?
Yeah. That seems to have always been some opportunities available for black women and one available to black men. As an example, the first company that started hiring black women en masse and paid them a decent salary in Dallas was Texas Instruments. And this was around about 1960, you know, between 58 and 60 when they started hiring black women.
Uh-huh.
And they hired them as assemblers. They worked in various parts of the plant operation and the manufacturing and assembling operations. The only jobs that black men could get out there were working in the cafeteria and porter jobs.
Uh-huh.
And then they always bought, and TI's always had a super credit union. He ended up with all these black women, several hundred of them had been, you know, early years, all of them driving new cars, and here their husbands are on porter jobs. That job broke up more homes than you can really imagine. Then, as it progressed, it was in the late 60s, early 70s, that Southwestern Bell started opening up and hiring minority women. There was no place for a man at Southwestern Bell other than a porter job. They didn't have any black installers, black linemen, that sort of thing, truck drivers, maintenance crews. The only thing they did was work custodial work in the building. I remember my mother telling me, well, when you get out of high school, I sure hope you can get your porter job at the gas company. That was a good job.
That was the ultimate.
Yeah, to work at the gas company and have a porter job. Well, then, like TI opened up, Southwestern Bell in the mid-60s, late-60s, early-70s, Western Electric built a plant here. Then the affirmative action plans for the insurance companies, you started putting people in the insurance companies, the banks started opening up. Only job my wife has ever had working at a bank, she was head teller at one of the major banks downtown. Didn't I just have one in the last couple of years, they're getting head teller's job. But then I can remember when I had a lesser job, and my wife had a nice little clean job, that I noticed a difference in her attitude toward me. You know, we were very young, you know, but, and then that was an attitudinal difference. And I've always been pretty sharp, and I told her what that attitudinal difference was.